ABC Radio Australia.
New Guinea Death Tours, and it's made up of all lines of interest, or riding biker, plenty of workman or lane, also expats. So one of the man, Peter Boyden, go pastor this line, and one of the boss man, NKW company, and go pastor this line, New Guinea Death. So they bring in riders from, interested riders from overseas and also local ones, and the clubs in Port Moresby, Lane, and other half low country. Also ride around Lane area and inside of Wau Bulolo and even up to the islands. So it was a hobby, but I work like a seriously because I'm looking at developing it into a tour because of the interest that's coming from overseas. So this is a bike tour by Igolo Mount William. There's riders coming in from Port Moresby, I think also overseas riders, I think coming from Cairns. And then they're going all the way to Medang. The riders going up from Leh and coming, they're going to ride from Medang, back road, Bundi Way, up to Mount William. And then Niba, who wants to be part of the team, team the Leh City Authority, which the Leh City Tourism Bureau is under. So we plan to promote up this on the tour. Yeah? So everyone will meet at Betty's Lodge in Mount William. And then there's 20 riders from Chimbu. They will leave Kundiawa on the, I think it's on the 2nd, and they will ride up to meet everybody at Mount William. And then there's a big convoy of 30 riders from Mount William back to Kundiawa, and then the lay riders will depart Kundiawa to Broca. And then they're going to do the Taulo Pass. I think they're going to put off their engines, also not by ride come down the Taulo Pass, and it's like an adventure or like a market.
When I'm time this event start?
I think we know several exact time, but it's been around for a while. A few years back, on the bike clubs in Leh have been just doing it as part of their hobby. Now I think they got plenty of interest from overseas. Now we are looking at promoting it as a tour, exploring Papua New Guinea on bikes. That's the interest. And Miplalo Leh Tourism Bureau, we are seeing this, and also the club, we're seeing it as a very unique product for tourism, because most people come into PNG or Golos and bit more leisure and culture kind of tour, but we are seeing this as a very unique adventure, hard adventure kind of tour. It's like an extreme sports kind of thing, because when you look at the videos of these people that one of the tours they do is from Leh, they can do the bikes all the way up to the smoke bodies of Asiki. So that's one of the packages that they are doing, going up to visiting the Asiki smoke bodies and meeting the people along the way. Trip to Asiki is one of the one plan trip people on bikers are making me go on top of Asiki. They ride up to all ride go on top of Asiki and visiting all smoke bodies. Yeah, take the bike all the way to close to all these all smoke bodies, and then they trek up to the go on top of the place where all mummified bodies all stop long and. So and one adventure I'll work for making go on top of Asiki. They're also doing Wau na Bulolo. You got plenty areas. You got one interest come up side there is a river called Pumalu along the Bulolo Highway. And you got big sediment, and you got online long MRI, Mineral Resource Authority, all interest lo developing geotourism. That's where the movement of the place are affecting this mountain where sediments will come down, and we want a good area where bikers too will go on top of this side the Wau Bulolo area. Plenty hub, you know, not accessing by four wheel drive for one big hub and more walking close to the lake is the Lake Wanam. It's big lake stop just behind Najap Airport. It's on the highway up to Gabenchis Village. This area and one a big lake and stuff halfway. All bikers also access in this area. You know what, access low four-wheel drive. but they can drive their bike. It's like a grassland, Kunai area. But all you can drive your bike on the top of the hill now, looking nice for view straight to this lake. So plenty line will go very interested in this plateau.
I'm good player. That bike is making plenty something on side, but tourism promotion too long. Along province, I mean not province. That's a local country in our lap where go long. I'm too look or similar couple of photo on something that sharing on the motor line.
I mean, people have been presenting this bike tour along Medang Expo, when I'm looking PNG Expo. Now, plenty lines have been interested also. It's a very unique product where we play go all nice area where the normal tourist spots where all money go and I go only go dive and snorkel and looking culture, but this one is very, very different because online you go experience him straight, you know, the fun of riding, the challenges that all face him too. But also at the end of all the trips, they're meeting the local people. That's one of the one plus something where all line interest. He got interest from bikers from Japan, from Australia, from New Zealand, all interest for this kind of adventure. Miplai got this sister city, Lay City got this sister city, so Cairns. It's a relationship too. When Miplai promoting this bike adventure, and I got all clubs, long Cairns, only very interested in future, or, you know, put their bikes on the, putting bike, blow low ship, na karim kam, na, you know, ride one them or ride us here. So there's a big interest work, lo develop, lo this bike adventure. So this trip, we go to Mount William, and Miplai got all, TV crew from MTV and all newspaper line too. Only by walk about Lodis Flower, walk about too, na, documenting, walking plenty story Lodis. I think Gavana Blong Simbu, I think one of the bike rider too, and by involved Lodis bike riding on top long Mount Wilhelm, na, all Narapla, two Narapla member too, all parliament member, only interest Lodis, I think. Member of the Miplet Lo Lane, I think Narapla.
John Rosso?
Yes. Also, there will be, by that time, bikers come back from come overnight Logoroka, there will be a tour. I go to Asaro, all by extreme, all madmen. We got big tour around on bikes around Goroka area. So it's like a big bike tour. So people hope that in future, maybe we'll look on the national event. No bikes or connecting this event one them all Narapla cultural activity or some more show na all Narapla show or islands or anything. Yes, and if like excited too, Loris trip back come up. And by CEO Blong, Chief Executive Officer Blong Lay City Authority, Neil Ellery and two on the bike rider and me supporting through this book about long all media plus me play, like you seem some like an event also no promoting city blue me play lay to because lay you can connect him lay one them all get a highway and stuff inside of open mini so bike is one way of saying that we can promote him a better lay we like a display slogan where we like promoting Lay as a better place to live. So we like this like campaign or we like call him Better Lay. I hope there is bike and we can bike event and we can promote him, you know, just Lay but all in our cities.
Now you get you all in one kind of position role inside of this event?
This event and me mark him Lay City Tourism Bureau and me also executive officer of Lay City Tourism Bureau and me by go some on the research trip. One time all media team long documenting this walkabout na also at the same time it can start long look collecting all data for this walkabout in terms of developing package tour package or marketing package for this New Guinea debt bike tours.